So I want to start off with education first. I think one of the biggest things that we did in education was pass a bill to provide free breakfast for every public school kid in the state of Arkansas. That was really big. It gives me chills talking about it because I think it's so important. I believe that no matter what mom and dad make, a kid should not worry about a meal at school. And so hopefully that since we got free breakfast passed, we can do free lunch at some point.
Mm-hmm. And that will start next school year?
Next school year, okay. Yes. We also passed in education too, the per pupil funding increased about 5%. So that's a big good.
It didn't get a lot of traction. That's a lot of money per student, and that didn't really get a lot of traction.
It's around, I think the first year starting in 2025-2026 school year is $8,100. And then in the 26-27, it'll go up $333 more than that.
I remember just a few years ago, it was around $6,000. Yes. I mean, it's been a significant increase. Now, do those increases help with the baseline of the teacher raises from the Learners Act? So that's part of it.
That's part of that, and that's part of some other things too as well, with insurance is going in high on public schools, a little bit of that. Yeah. So, and keep in mind, when the state sends a check to the schools, the schools have broad latitude to do what they want per pupil funding. So just want to make that clear for taxpayers and residents that they have a lot of needs, but the school has a lot of discretion in law that they can do what they want to do with that money. So a couple other things too. Another big area that we did for our area, I think, is going to be water infrastructure. We passed a bill to set aside $50 million for water and sewer grants, which here in rural Arkansas, that's going to be a big deal. Mm-hmm. And so I hope that our cities and counties and water authorities can use that very well. We also passed some tax relief too as well. Homestead tax credit was increased, the largest increase in state's history. So that's a big deal there. We also eliminated the state sales tax on groceries, not local, not city and county, but state, which was about a $10 million save back to constituents. And then we also passed a few other tax exemptions to maybe move some businesses back here in the state of Arkansas.
Let's talk about the Buffalo River. That got a lot of traction here locally.
Buffalo River. So we had some very intense conversations with the governor. My concern was, and I've been trying to tell people, my concern was making sure that one agency has some kind of oversight, which there wasn't at the time. And so I'm glad we were able to negotiate, you know, got the Buffalo River protection, you know, ultimate for good. We've also got the Maumelle watershed over there protected as well, because I believe it provides water for over 400,000 residents of the state of Arkansas. So I'm just glad we all came to a compromise. We're able to still keep ag going, but we're also keep the protections on the Buffalo River. So at the end of the day, both sides got what they wanted.
I've already forgotten the name of, or the number of the bill, 290?
SB 290.
SB 290, yeah. Okay. Of course, you originally helped co-sponsor the original part of it.
Yes, and the original, and I still stayed on as co-sponsor because continue to hear back from constituents, I wanted to be a part of that bill to make sure we were trying to, in those negotiations, and we did. And let me tell you, there were some 2 to 3 hour negotiations working on that. But glad to be a part of that, and glad to, at the end of the day, everybody got their victory. We also passed a budget. It was a 2.9% increase in the budget, but still a balanced budget. Some of that increase was $3 million for National Guard scholarships. Now, there's $9 million in county jail reimbursement while we're figuring out the prison issue.
Have you figured that out?
That will be pushed back to fiscal is what we've been told. So they've already got $330 million set aside.
I was going to say, they've already put the money aside, but they...
So it's $395 million that's already set aside, somewhere right in there. They can already use that. That's already appropriated. That's already set aside. The fighting is for the other half, or at one point, it was $1 billion appropriation. Then it went down to $825. So they got $330. They're going to start with that.
And it's going to be in Franklin County.
It's going to be in Franklin County. Okay. I don't see, whether you like that or not, I just don't see that being changed. The fight will be in fiscal for the other half, since there's been able to be no compromise till now.
And clarify that for me. Just the other half of...
The other half of the appropriation for the funding. So,
just making sure they get enough?
Yeah.
I mean, is that what it's about?
So last time, a couple of senators put a appropriation. I think they were tired of hearing all these different numbers because the number was changing on a daily basis. So they just said, look, we'll put a $1 billion appropriation. Well, that just threw everybody, you know, like, what? $1 billion, right. You know, whatever. And so, well, they negotiated down to $825. Whether you believe that's going to be more or less, that was just the number. Mm-hmm. Well, there was just politics that played with that number in the background. And finally, people just said, you know what? It's a moving target. You're moving the goalpost during the game. We're tired of it. We're not going to vote on it. You don't have the votes. We'll see you in fiscal.
And prison overcrowding across the state continues to rise while we continue to negotiate.
Correct. And I have said that I believe we need a prison. I just really have an issue. It's hard to vote on something or research when the rules and the goalposts get changed every day. And so that was making me a little irritated, not going to lie.
You could say that about a lot of things that you deal with.
Yes, but, you know, a prison, you know, which is a mini city and all the infrastructure and $1 billion, $825 million, even though
there's
we have the money.
There's a big difference between $825 and a billion.
Yes, that's a lot of money. And even though we have that in surplus, if I'm going to vote on something to use surplus money, you better, dadgum, have a good plan and stick with it.
Let's go back. How much is free breakfast for all Arkansas kids costing the state?
That is going to be...
And that's from the marijuana...
Yeah, so that's going to be just, gosh, that's going to be around 15, 20 million.
15, 20, yeah.
Yeah, and so, you know, compare that to prisons, you know, it's just chump change. You know, hey, that's why I believe we could pay for, you know, have free lunches, you know. So that's a discussion for a different day on the lunch part. But, yeah, it's just that whole prison issue was just not handled right.
One vote that came here at the very end of session, and I think you got several calls from constituents in your area, was the rural hospital bill.
Yes. So that bill initially I agreed with. You want to take care of our rural hospitals. But during the negotiating process and amending process, they started cutting certain people out, like Walmart employees, Tyson employees, state employees, University of Arkansas employees, other certain types of groups. And putting it all on small business owners and business owners and their employees. And I had a problem with that.
Because that would increase premiums
for
them.
Increase premiums on them. So I'm all about, if we want to save our rural hospitals, let's all chip in together and do that because we all benefit from them. But when we start cutting people because you work at a certain company or, you know, go to this, I can't play ball anymore.
It's hard to cut out Walmart and Tyson when you look at the employee.
It is.
Employers in the state of Arkansas.
It is. And, you know, one, like University of Arkansas, they reached out to me with an issue, but it was going to cost them over $70 million, just them alone. And so just doing the math and watching people cut out, I just couldn't do it. And I think the constituents the ones that I talked to didn't know that certain people were being cut out. And so once I told them, they're like, well, okay, I get where you're coming from.
CEO of Baxter Health, Ron Peterson, he spoke before the committee on this issue.
He did. And I think Representative Nazarenko reached out to him too as well because he voted no with me based off the same concerns. Mm-hmm. And I think Mr. Peterson knew that, understood why we voted no. Hopefully it comes back and keeps everybody in there. If they keep everybody in there, the bill would have passed.
Well, and the bill... It also wouldn't take effect for 3 to 5 years, and we don't have 3 to 5 years to wait to help our rural hospitals across Arkansas.
And especially here in Baxter County when, you know, our hospital is the lowest paid on Medicaid.
Medicare,
lowest in the country too as well, the state of Arkansas. Mm-hmm. It's unfortunate that, the sponsor, you know, had to make some accommodations for some folks to get on board and, unfortunately, it cost him the bill.
Mental health was a big win for the legislature, hopefully, that really kicked off the session.
Mental health was. Especially
I think that was the governor's first press conference.
Especially for our minors, the Social Media Safety Act of 2023, that was a big deal. It clarifies social media and expand protections. Also, too, is another thing that doesn't get talked about is maternal health. Mm-hmm. We took some good actions. Act 124, the Healthy Moms and Healthy Babies Act. It's a $45 million investment on mothers and babies, expanding Medicaid coverage for pregnant women and so forth. There's, again, those things, they made the news, then they left. But those are huge things, especially here in rural Arkansas, mm-hmm. providing, not only the mental health for our young people, because Yeah, especially our folks in our education system can, you know, I get it. Mom and dads have concerns. We live in a different world. But also, too, you don't need a cell phone for algebra. There's still waivers for medical and different other things on there. Even emergency, like a tornado or gun, active shooter, they can have that. But kids need to be there to learn and interact with people. And there's so much data that when kids are on their cell phones at school, they're not paying attention. And we just, at the end of the day, we want what's best for our young people.
Well, and going back to providing meals for kids in school, one of the easiest ways to socialize is for them to sit down and break bread together.
Right. Oh, yeah, exactly. And also, too, is, you know, just that kid getting a meal, you know, free breakfast, their learning goes up. And so just any at the end of the day, mm-hmm. It was a good session. A lot of like any session, you have a lot of just crazy stuff out there. But at the end of the day, we had a lot of good wins for the people of Arkansas.
You know, I'm going to ask, what's on the list that we didn't get to that we have to get to as soon as we can next session?
I think we're going to have to do some more, I think, juvenile reform, you know, with you know, young people in the system, correctional system. Mm-hmm. There was attempts to do a couple of things that just never fruition. As part of those conversations, we just never could get to an agreement to file a bill. But we're still ongoing talking about that as well. I think at the end of the day, there's still some many other policy that more targeting our youth. I hope one day we can really sit down and talk about permanently funding our senior centers. So me, Representative Steimel out of Pocahontas, Representative Woolridge out of Paragould, Bart Schultz, Representative Schultz out of Cave City, and Representative Walker all sat down and negotiated a $4 million temporary one-time funding mm-hmm. for all our senior centers. So $2 million per year for the next biennial. And that's going to help with Meals on Wheels and all that. Mm-hmm. We originally negotiated to have permanent funding with our medical marijuana, free breakfast took away from that, which is fine. Uh-huh. And so we.
What are the revenues from medical marijuana?
I think after everything was taken, we had about $38 million left over.
Left over?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so that. But
is that annually?
Annually. So that, but that also provides for SNAP, summer EBT programs, mm-hmm. There are other programs that money that comes out of that.
Governor made a splash late this past week about talking about removing candy bars and soda from SNAP benefits, adding rotisserie chicken,
which I think that still requires federal government approval, which I think that's going to happen.
Yeah, there's terminology where it's like the ready to eat, the packaging. Yeah. I was learning about this.
I learned
this
a lot more about that. I just was like, what? Okay. You know, but at the end of the day, I think there's still some issues like the senior center funding that we need to talk about. We took care of our county fairs this time around, gave them a huge increase this time. So again,
they were decimated after COVID and have a hard time rebuilding.
They were. Mm-hmm. And so I don't know about you, but I do like going to my county fairs and having a good corn dog or something.
Didn't Baxter County have like one of the largest county
yes.
fairs in the state of Arkansas? The largest?
One of them, yes.
If I better say, if Mr. Glenn Preby's listening, the largest in the state of Arkansas.
Well, I'm just excited because I think they're going to have it in September, which
they are moving it. Yes.
For the weather, that's to me, it's very happy. I can tell you that. So I appreciate them on that. But again, just we have a lot of needs. You know, once you start cutting a need for somebody, the other folks want a need. But I think this time around, we with a big broad brush, we took care of a lot of things.
One last question. I know you're not a spokesperson for the governor's office, so I don't want to put you on the spot. Mm-hmm. But one of the biggest campaign platforms that she had was eliminating the state income tax. Mm-hmm. Has there been any discussion on that?
So Not this session. We may look at it during fiscal. And, you know, I would not be surprised if we have a special or two this year. I'll leave it at that. But I think it's still on our radar, still on the legislature's radar. But it's hard to do that when you need to take care of some stuff.